everybody. We're going to dive in. Welcome. This is, I just love everything about what we're doing at Sixth Dimension. And Tuesday nights are our opportunity to dive into an achievement topic. You'll remember that our previous Tuesday session was on two elements required for success, will and systems. That is such a profound principle that it requires our own will to be successful. Doesn't matter how good the system is, we've got to have a will to succeed. It was the only attribute that was identified as a contributing attribute to success in intercollegiate athletes. The same is true of all kinds of performers. Well, let me tell you a couple of experiences I had with that very topic. Some years ago, I was in a large convention setting, and I had been asked to share something meaningful about achievement, and we talked about that very principle, that in order to grow, develop, achieve, two things are required. You've got to have an individual will, that attribute. And then you've also got to have a system within which we can grow, develop, and achieve. It was a delightful session and very rewarding. At the end of that overall conference, we had a question and answer session, and we had a lot of business executives who were panelists to that Q&A session. I had been asked to be the moderator. So one of the things that happened, everybody gathered questions, wrote questions on a slip of paper, and they were gathered by facilitators in the audience, and then the questions were given to me. Among the first questions that I read is, Dr. Baird, you talked about the essential role of having a will and a system. What if you don't have a strong will? What if you are in a state of weakened will? And in that moment, my heart was pierced because I recognized that I was talking throughout my instruction about two very important elements required for success, an individual will and a system, but that there was someone in that room that day who was discouraged, frustrated, depressed, and all I had done was rub salt in their wounds. I hadn't healed. I hadn't given them a healing balm. What I had said to them is, look, if you want to be successful, I can give you a system, but you've got to bring your own will to the party. If you don't have a will to succeed, there's nothing I can do to help you. And in that instant, I was pierced at the approach I had taken to that instruction. And I didn't really have a good solution, but I began to think about it. But as a result of that conference, another business organization asked me to come and speak to their executives at another conference, again on the same topic. So I delivered on that same topic, and at the end I took a Q&A session. One of the executives raised his hand and said, okay, you talked to us, Dr. Baird, about the importance of having a will to succeed as well as a system. What if someone you're leading doesn't have a strong will? What if they have a weakened will? Then what do you do? Again, I had not resolved this problem. I hadn't figured out the solution yet. I was in research, I was studying, but I hadn't yet resolved this problem. Well, in the interim, I have resolved this problem, and I that's what you're going to get tonight, how to strengthen a weakened will. And it's not just how to strengthen a weakened will, it's how to strengthen our will. We have on this continuum of will, anywhere from a weak will, discouragement, frustration, depression, to a very strong will. And so wherever we are on that continuum, this will strengthen us. It will move us towards hope and happiness. And that's really the sixth dimension. That's what the sixth dimension is all about. It's about that plane of hope and happiness, if we know the principles. So as we talk about the important principles here, let's talk about the things that can erode our will. I've got five key things from my research that are proven to be detriments to our will. Number one, patterned activity or mundane activity. Repetitiously doing the same thing over and over and over again, day after day after day. Low variety and very little hope that anything will ever change. That pattern can erode our will, can lead to a weakened will. Second, rejection. So, Jonah, we were just talking about before you started, last Thursday in our business coaching session, we were talking about your goal to invite a certain number of people to an opportunity meeting. Here's the problem. Whenever we invite, we will experience rejection. It is true, it's real, it's a fact. And even if we're only rejected by one person out of 10, rejection pierces us. It stimulates fear and doubt and uncertainty. And that weakens our will. It erodes it. And so we have to be on guard. So, second thing that can weaken our will and cause us to erode progressive achievement behavior, rejection. Number three, feeling like we're on that hamster wheel, that we're running as hard as we can, but never really making progress. So low personal growth or poor achievement, just really feeling like you're not making any progress as a third item. Fourth, criticism, particularly patterned criticism. I was talking to one of our employees the other day, telling her how much I appreciated her contribution to the team. She teared up immediately, ran back to my office and said, "Oh, Dr. Baird, thank you so much for those very brief and simple words of praise. Where I was working for the last 7 years, all I ever heard was criticism." Patterned criticism erodes our will, and it causes extermination of behavior that leads to achievement. Fifth thing, in my experience and in the research, that can weaken our will, poor health. And poor health can be brought about by our own behaviors and activities. It can also be brought about by an accident or something beyond our control. But each of those five things can have the effect of eroding our will. Well, as a result, as you think about those five things, in one degree or another are going to come into every life. We're all going to experience difficulties of health. I think of Mike and his family. Their youngest son had a terrible accident, broke both arms, was in casts up above his elbow. Mike, did that have any negative effects? Did that have any erosive effects on your son's will?
Well, yeah, it really did. But what we noticed is when the long cast got off and the short cast got on, we got our son back.
Isn't that just an amazing thing? Thank you, Mike. You're exactly right. You know, he's got that cast on up above his elbow, meaning he can't even bend. So when he got to a shorter cast, boy, it was a bounce of hope. It was progress. So think about number three, no progress. Or frustrated on the pattern of achievement. Boy, as soon as you can recognize growth, that a great, delightful bounce back. Well, these can come into all of our lives, particularly as we go forward with sixth dimension, we're all going to experience rejection. So as I developed these six steps to strengthen a weakened will, I set for myself three rules. Number one, wherever the research took me, whatever this process looked like, it had to, number one, be simple. And it had to be simple because when we're in a state of weakened will, mountains seem higher and taller and more difficult to climb. cliffs seem more steep and endless. Challenges seem more ominous and difficult. Our valleys and our pits seem more challenging and dark. And so number one rule was it had to be simple. Hence, six steps to strengthen a weakened will. Second, it had to be real. It had to be efficacious. In scientific terms, as a human performance scientist, we call this validity. It had to do what it proclaimed to do. If I'm proclaiming that it would strengthen a weakened will, it had to have that effect. It had to have power to strengthen a weakened will. So number one, it had to be simple. Number two, it had to be valid, or in other words, it had to do what it proclaimed to do. Number three, it had to be within the reach of every individual. That's the whole point of strengthening a weakened will. It means that someone is in a state of weakened will, discouragement, frustration, perhaps even despair. So it had to be something that even in that state, every person could achieve. So that's the standard as we go through these six steps to strengthen a weakened will tonight. So as we start, we're going to build on this foundation. Number one, get healthy. Now, we say get healthy. I don't even know if that's showing up on the board. That's kind of light. Get healthy is a great standard, but getting healthy might take some effort. And preserving our health, staying healthy, is a part of it. We don't always control it. As we talked about, sometimes we have an accident and it throws us for a loop. Here's the deal. Once we understand that no matter what barrier we face, no matter what challenge confronts us, our job is to deal with the challenge. And we have mechanisms to do so. Not only that, think about what we do in sixth dimension. And by the way, you're going to get more in depth into that when you come to conference, as we talk about the depth and power of the system, even in terms of really brand new research. Brand new. It's the growing research trend in nutrition and health and weight loss. You're going to be exposed to that at conference. And in fact, we're going to, through the month of April, run a little sixth dimension research study. If any of you want to be part of that research study, we'd love to have you join us. So get conference on your schedule, March 25th, because we're going to talk about ways that we can be proactive, prepare in advance to protect our good health. Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about get healthy. So when we talk about get healthy, we're going to talk about four key elements here. And we'll do them in order. First of all, as we talk about these six steps are in the right order. So this is the first step. Do this first. If you aren't healthy, go to work on this first using these four pieces. And these four pieces are in the right order. So if we start, number one is sleep. Now that might sound a little bit crazy. Okay, you're telling me get healthy and the number one step is sleep? Absolutely correct. The research on sleep is absolutely astonishing. So as we think about ways to get healthier, it starts right here. Now what do we mean when we say sleep? All the research tells us you've got to have 7 hours of sleep each night. And it can range up to 9 hours of sleep. And no matter what you think about teenagers being lazy, they need more. They need nearer the 9 than they do the 8 in order to get and stay healthy. So this becomes really crucial. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the research here. The research on sleep is incredibly rich. First of all, our bodies are a rich chemical mix of hormones, peptides, nutrients, all of those things making a difference in the way we act, behave, and perform. So during our sleep, our bodies are actually engaging in detoxification and de-stressing. So if you think about the negative effects of stress on our lives, and you think about the negative effects of the toxins we take in, sleep is the place we detoxify and de-stress. So if we think about three particular elements, peptides and hormones really, I might start with leptin. Well, I might start with ghrelins. Ghrelins are really the hunger hormone. It's what drives our bodies to be hungry. And when that's out of balance, even though we've just eaten a large meal, that ghrelin can continue to produce and stimulate, hey, you need to eat, you're hungry. And that's why when we sleep, it gets that back into balance. Leptin, on the other hand, is the satiation hormone or peptide. And it says, no, I've got this. You're satiated. You're good to go. Human growth hormone that helps all of that maintain balance, again, is efficacious as a result of sleep. So number one, sleep. When we sleep, number one thing that we get, this is what the research tells us, it strengthens our immune system. Did you get that? We just said you got to get and stay healthy. If we want to be able to get and stay healthy, one of the things we have to do is strengthen our immune system. Sleep does exactly that. There are other things that sleep does. It helps us to reduce life-threatening errors. It's really, the research on this is really quite amazing. It mitigates discouragement and depression. So this sleep goes a long ways towards getting and staying healthy. Now, I've got to gallop a little more quickly here. Next, eat. Now look, it has to be simple. It has to be something that everyone can do. So when we say eat, you know you're going to eat. But here's the idea. Don't just eat fake food. Don't just eat fast food or stupid food. Eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. So when we say eat, we're just trying to keep this very simple. And at the simplest level, this means eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. So we just talked about this amazing chemistry, this mix of chemicals that is our body. If we're sleeping, but we're not giving our body the nutrients that it needs during sleep, it can neither detoxify, de-stress, or rebuild. This is, during sleep is when we go through the rebuilding phase of our cells. But if we're not giving our cells the nutrition that it needs, then we don't rebuild. So eat. We got to keep it simple. 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. It's within the reach of each one of us. Number 3, move. And when I say move, it doesn't mean that you have to go ride 50 miles on your bike every day. I love to do that when I have a chance. But mostly it means just don't be sedentary. It might mean get up and walk to the mailbox and back. Move. Wherever you are, if it's at least 10 minutes every day, move your body. It's what keeps you healthy and changes the feeling of well-being in all of that amazing chemical mix that we talked about over here. 4th thing, gratitude. We're not going to dwell on this tonight, but the research on, gratitude is absolutely astonishing. Gratitude might be as near to a miracle drug in human performance as a miracle, well, as a cure to cancer. Gratitude is powerful. A little exercise as simple as writing every day 10 things I am grateful for. I would invite you to go one step better. It's even more powerful. I am grateful for blank because blank. Fill in those two blanks. If you would do that 3 to 10 times every day, you're going to get healthier and stay healthier. So step number one, and these are in order, get healthy. Sleep, eat, move, gratitude. Step number two, think. So we've talked about this a little bit before. You'll remember we talked about James Allen, as a man thinketh. So when we talk about think here, it means engage your gray matter. Engage your gray matter in at least four ways. Number one, think wholesome thoughts. We're all about elevating the human mind and elevating the human condition. If we're going to change our circumstances, we have to change our thoughts. One of the things that James Allen talked about here is don't entertain groveling thoughts. That's what we mean here. Entertain wholesome ideas. Number two, think strategically. So that means think with a goal orientation. That's what your high performance journal tool is all about, is it takes wholesome thought tonight. What we're talking about, 6 steps to strengthen a weakened will, that's wholesome thought. It's thought that will elevate the human condition. It will strengthen us and make us better. It will help us to put off and defeat discouragement, frustration, depression. It will turn us into actors instead of paralyzing us. That's wholesome thought. Once we're thinking wholesome thought, by the end of today's session, I'm going to invite you to think what 3 to 5 things stood out to you. Now turn that into a goal orientation. What do you want to have happen? And that means we get to think, I missed this one, sorry. Think critically. What do you want to have happen? Think strategically with a goal orientation. Okay, let me back up to critically. Thinking critically simply means to ask yourself questions and then answer them. So think critically, think strategically, and then at the conclusion of your high-performance journal activity, think tactically. What am I going to do? So step number one, get and stay healthy. Step number two, think. Step number three, identify your strengths. Sometimes when we're in a state of weakened will, we're so busy beating ourselves up that we don't really recognize that we have power. We have capability. We can act. We can do. So when you're in a state of weakened will, stop wallowing in the weakness. We're going to talk about weaknesses next, but stop wallowing in the woe is me, I'm powerless, no matter what I do fails. Stop that and engage in identifying your strengths. And when you do so, do it with an attitude of gratitude. When you do that, you move the needle on strengthening your will. It's powerful. Now, here's the important thing. It's identify your strengths and leverage them. So when we say identify your strengths, now you're going to ask yourself, critical question, how can I use, what are my strengths? First critical question, how can I use these strengths to overcome or deal with my current negative situation? Look, remember, if we're going to change our circumstances, we have to change us. How does that change begin? Sleep, eat, move, gratitude. How does that change continue? We think. How does that change be propagated? Identify your strengths and come up with ideas about how to use them. Okay, next on our little list here, I told you we'd get to weaknesses. Identify your weaknesses and neutralize them. You're not identifying your weaknesses so you can cry in your beer. You're identifying your weaknesses so you can neutralize them. Into each life comes a measure of strength and a measure of weakness. Look, I have this very dear friend. She's something of a naturist. When she takes people out into the wilderness, she can tell them which foods are best for them to eat and which ones will give them the nutritional strength they need and which ones will do them harm. She can also identify which ones have medicinal value. And this is one of the things she teaches over and over and over again. You need plants with medicinal value when you have a plant that does you harm. And here's her statement: where nature hurts, nature heals. Now just think about how powerful that is. And then she very readily can say, look, here is stinging nettle. That will hurt you. Look at this plant, and I can't even remember what it was. It will always grow near stinging nettle, and this is what will heal your skin. This is just exactly what we're talking about with strengths and weaknesses. If you can identify the weakness, then you can ask yourself the question, what strengths do I have that will neutralize that weakness? So this isn't just identifying your strengths so we can moan about them. It's identify them so that we can neutralize them. And that's what our strengths do. So hence the order. That's why we start with get healthy, then think, then identify our strengths. Now we're ready to think about our weaknesses so we can neutralize them. Okay, step number four. It's not enough to simply think. Remember, as we've talked about this, thought has currency in the universe. It has power. It will make things happen. But it is very important to act. So once we have identified our weaknesses and ways to neutralize them, we have to act on them. Once we've identified this tactical plan, we have to act on them. Again, in ways that we have the power to do so, even if it is only 10 minutes a day. And I use that, okay, I've got to wrap up here in just a second. I use that because of an experience that I had early on in my career as a human performance scientist. When a woman had been given an organ, she begged and pleaded with her husband, I want an organ, I want an organ, I want an organ. He gave her the organ. And now the thing became loathsome to her because she feared. She doubted. She was uncertain. She wasn't sure she could ever play it, let alone master it. And it became loathsome, hateful to her. And it was destroying every aspect of her life. It was eroding her will. And as we talked about this, I said, well, can you practice for even just a half hour? And she said, I can't do that. I said, can you open the keyboard? I can't even do that. Can you sit on the organ bench? I can do that. Okay, here's the goal. You're going to sit on the organ bench for 10 minutes every day. That progressed to sitting on the organ bench with the music in front of her. That progressed to sitting on the organ bench with the music in front of her and the keyboard open. Well, that you've got to act. Whatever you can do is enough, but you've got to act on it. Okay, finally, you've got to have a wise guide. My dear friends, that's why I invite you to join us in Sixth Dimension. This world is starving for wise guides. It's full of idiot friends that when somebody is discouraged and frustrated and depressed, they go to their idiot friend who says to them, man, if my life sucked as much as yours, I'd go get drunk or I'd blow my head off. That's an idiot friend, not a wise guide. The world is in desperate need of wise guides. And so I welcome you to Sixth Dimension. As personal development and achievement coaches, you can be that wise guide to lift, elevate, help others as you become acquainted with the important principles of achievement. Okay, these six steps are simple. There's only six of them. They're real. They will do their job, and they're within the reach of every individual. Okay, I'm going to drop off here for 5 minutes or so and give you a chance to reflect and write. What stood out to you here tonight and why? 3 to 5 things that were important to you. And then ask yourself, based on those 3 to 5 things, what do I want to have happen in my life? And then move it forward to the action, again, high performance journal thing. What am I willing to do to make that happen? Okay, I'll give you just a minute to write and reflect, and then I'll be right back with you. I'm gonna lose my jacket in that interim. Thank you. Okay, if you've had a chance to reflect and write, perfect. I'd like to hear from some of you and get some of your feedback, some of your experience. Seth, let's start with you. Where did you have an idea that stood out to you that was valuable to you?
Well, I had a lot, actually, but can I start with a question first?
Certainly.
So you talk about identifying and neutralizing your weaknesses, right? And I'm trying really hard to figure out how to apply that in a practical aspect. For example, let's just say you're not organized. That's your weakness. But you're very charismatic. So I don't understand how to neutralize the fact that you're unorganized with the fact that you're charismatic. You know what I mean? I guess I don't understand.
Yeah, so Seth, it might not be just, you might not be able to choose a single strength and say, let me use that single strength to resolve all weaknesses. So for example, you might be charismatic, but you also might have an iron resolve. So it might not be charisma that I'm going to be able to rely upon to solve my organization problems, but it might be my iron resolve that I'm going to use to solve my organization problems. So that's why we say identify your strengths, plural. You know, this is a plural issue. And then which of those strengths is going to best help you to neutralize a given weakness would be the question. And Seth, if after you've done this inventory, you'd like to propose a case study discussion around it, that would be awesome. And we could give a more full version.
Yeah, I'd really like that. I can't really think of any blaring weaknesses that I have. I obviously need to identify some and so I can fix them because they're obviously there because I'm not perfect yet. But I don't know. I just don't understand, I guess, how to neutralize weaknesses. That seems like a pretty tough idea to grasp. Everything else made sense.
Yeah, okay, I don't want to dwell a whole long time here, but let me just say this. It's not a matter of fixing the weakness. We don't achieve by working or fixing on our strengths. We achieve from our areas of strength, not our areas of weakness. So let me use this illustration, and maybe that's the point, even with charisma. If I have a failing in organization, my question has to be, what are its negative effects? And if the negative effects of that failing are that, you know, things drop through the cracks for me, or I don't follow up like I should with a prospect, then I am going to use the charisma, which might include not just my affability, but that likability nature to say, I am just the least organized person in the world. I'm so sorry I let that fall. I'm here to help. What can I do now to make a difference in your life? So there are lots of ways to do this. If I were a decathlete, I would not be a good pole vaulter. And if I spent my time working on the pole vault, it would be the worst mistake I could make. I could say, well, that's my weakness. I want to strengthen that. But what I would be doing is I'd never really get good at the pole vault. You may never really get good at organization. But what are you going to do to compensate for being poor at that? Well, I'm going to get faster at my running events. I'm going to get better at my bulk events like javelin or discus or shot put. Now, I'm going to work harder on those to compensate for that weakness. And that might not be enough, Seth, but I hope it sends you in the right direction. Excellent.
No, that is a principle. Can you hear me?
Okay,
sorry.
I think we bounced a little bit there. Good. I hope that was useful. Thank you. Natalie, one thing for you tonight. Natalie, can you unmute? Are you there?
I think it's her friend.
Okay, Natalie's friend. Gotcha. All right, well, John, Cammy, you're on. Cammy, one thing
Hey.
That stood out to you tonight.
Hello?
Okay, there's Cammy Hold, yes. Are you Natalie's friend?
No, this is Natalie. Sorry, I'm just dropping my sister off and talking to her.
Okay, so Natalie, welcome. You're obviously on from a distance, and we can't clearly understand you. I hope you've been able to get the coaching session, but because of the poor quality, we'll just let you go back on mute, and I
Okay,
hope you're
sorry
getting
about
the session.
that.
Awesome, thank you. Cammy, one thing that stood out for you tonight.
Well, you don't know this, but our clients do, and some of them are on. But when you said that about gratitude, that is an amazing healing tool because it brings us into a healing frequency. And when you said that, it's just, it's so simple. Everybody can do it. And it completely can change the way you view life.
You know, Cammy, I'm thrilled to hear that second witness from you. The research on this is absolutely astonishing, and you've experienced it for yourself. That makes me really pleased. Thank you. Let's see. Do I have Christopher Jepson on tonight?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Got you. Christopher, welcome. Welcome. Christopher is one of my very dear friends. I love him to pieces. Christopher, I think you probably sat through a Strengthen a Weakened Will session with me before. Anything stand out to you tonight?
Well, yeah, I would say the concept of leveraging strengths resonated with me, and thinking about where really my value proposition is to my clients, and just really pursuing that will have so much more meaning and delivery of value than if I were to go and try to, you know, learn some new strategy that is peripheral or you know, some maybe another weakness. But so I'd say that resonated. The action that you talked about also is something that I need to really focus on in my personal life and in my professional life.
Christopher, I love that, because really, it doesn't matter whatever else we do here, if we don't get to that, if we don't get to the act stage. And again, it doesn't mean it has to be perfect or all-encompassing. It just means, what can you give? You give what you can give in terms of the action, and things begin to move, things begin to change. Well, awesome, thank you. Annie, did you have something you wanted to add? It looks like you unmuted.
I do, I'm gonna see if I can, if I leave my room, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because I think I'm the one that's causing the, okay, I can hear okay. I can't hear on my phone, I can't hear you on my phone, but I can't talk from my computer.
Okay.
So the thing that stood out to me, all of it was amazing and is exactly what I was hoping we'd talk about today. I, with my schedule being as tight as it is, I used to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep, but I'm getting more like 4 or 5 now.
Yeah.
And the simplify really stood out to me with the action. As long as we don't simplify, then we can create too much chaos and confusion, which creates burnout. And to keep myself going on a positive, you know, motion upward, I realized I need to simplify and I need to eliminate things. And eliminate things that I used to look at as being a priority. So
Annie, you are exactly on the right track here, and you are doing things, at least in a direction, that is going to move the needle of will in your favor. And let's not do it in a way that you're stressed or stretched too thin. Let's do it in a way that is strengthening, and that will be a very powerful thing. Well, thank you, Annie. I'll let you go back to mute, and we'll dive into a part two here. Look, that's what this opportunity at Sixth Dimension is all about. It's all about changing ourselves so that we can change our circumstances. Sixth Dimension is all about personal development and growth, helping and lifting others, and creating wealth. And it does all three of those things very nicely. And if we start with the power of the product, the power of the product allows us to strengthen, to grow personally, to experience personal development, to achieve at new levels, higher than ever before, to be able to exterminate and extinguish our weakened will in favor of greater power than we've ever experienced before. And that's exactly what we help people do who are experiencing the tools, the technologies, the systems, the coaching, and the six dimensions. It's powerful. Just think about your own life. Think about the ways that sixth dimension is already having an impact. Look, we just barely launched March 1. But just ask yourself, how is sixth dimension having an impact? You heard Mike talk about, look, I got these Tai Chi videos for Christmas. I think it was Christmas. I've been wanting to do this. It's on my list. I'm hungry for it. But sixth dimension is reawakening that desire and commitment in me. And by the time we're done here tonight, Mike will have a deadline for having watched video number one, or at least 10 minutes. There's the 10-minute rule, Mike. At least 10 minutes of it. And that will mean that things are moving in the right direction. Think of your own lives. How is phone coaching sessions like this, either the achievement coaching or the business coaching, how are they moving the needle for you? How are they changing the way you think? How are they changing the way you behave in positive ways? Here's my next question for you. As you think about your own proofs of the power of the system in your life, here are a couple of additional questions. We did this in Heber the other night with John and Cammy and that group. We talked about these questions. Do you have goals? Are they written? Because if they're written, not written, you don't have them. Do you have goals? Are they written? Are you utilizing them with an action plan, with time-sensitive deadlines? Here are some other things you could ask yourself. How satisfied am I with my level of fitness? Am I comfortable that I am eating smart, that I'm giving my body the nutrition it needs to get and stay healthy? Or am I eating fast food or stupid food instead of nutritional food? How well do I understand the role of nutrition in my life? The balance of fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. Do I understand what balance I should have? If you do not, mark yourself low. Here's another question. Am I manage my spending plan within my limits? Am I living within my limits? Or am I finding myself getting into trouble with credit card debt? If you are, by the way, you've just been socialized to do so. It's what society taught you to do. And you would be among the 80% of our nation that is in that circumstance. Are you prepared to retire with security and dignity? Well, these are things that Sixth Dimension is all about, to help strengthen us and elevate our achievement in personal. That's what personal development is all about. Helping others. Helping others doesn't mean that you have to memorize how to do six steps to a strengthened will. It's in your archive, for heaven's sakes. As a personal development and achievement coach, you can sit down with someone you care about and say, look, I think I've got something that will help. Let's watch together. Let's talk. this was important to me in these ways. I think it'll be useful to you. Being a personal development and achievement coach doesn't mean that you have to know all, do all, be all. It means you have to have access to the principles, to the technologies, to the tools, and to the systems. That's what it means. And when you invite others, and when you expose others to your own personal growth and development, it will elevate them. It will help them. And then if you want to accelerate that growth on behalf of other people, then there's another opportunity, and that is to create wealth for yourself and other people. And just because there is an opportunity here associated with creating wealth, it should not in any way devalue the first two pieces of what Sixth Dimension is all about, personal development and growth, and helping other people, lifting them, elevating them. In fact, it's an enhancement to both one and two. Doesn't mean that everybody will want to engage Sixth Dimension for its wealth creation powers. But I will say, it is important for most of us to engage it. Why? Because when we use that as a mechanism to lift other people, it changes us. It changes us. It makes us more determined. It makes us more likely to be successful. So it is important to engage that piece as well for, I would say, 99.9% of us. Look, it's very simple what this looks like. As you know, Griffin Hill, the company that I founded 30 years ago, three decades ago, has been doing this for corporations for more than 30 years. It's what we do with our customers to help them increase revenue, to help them get on the right strategic path, to train and develop leaders and others to be able to perform to that strategic path. And in our business to business, that's our Griffin Hill side. In Griffin Hill, we've been selling to businesses for 30 years. And we've been attracting partners to participate with us in that business-to-business elevating exercise. And when we do, we compensate those partners to sell, to help, and train. Now, Cammie gave me some great feedback about this the other day, and I really appreciated it. When I say sell, help, and train, we do not mean go memorize everything that we teach you, all these lessons, all the principles, in such a way that you can train others or lift them. That's not what it means. You help them by showing them what you do. You help them by demonstrating it to them. You train them by inviting them to come to coaching sessions. The coaching sessions will deliver for you. Your job is to invite and model. Be a product of the product, model it, show them how. Invite them to participate. It's that simple. You don't have to be a corporate trainer in order to help other people. But when you engage in any one of those activities, we're going to compensate you. We already know that the cost of what we do in Sixth Dimension, this kind of coaching engagement, elevating and lifting ourselves so that we can elevate and help others, is a very modest cost. It's $180 per month for two people. Sometimes in this world of network marketing, companies are guilty of taking a product, doubling or tripling its price, and then commissioning it to a group of people. Not what we did at all here. We take our lowest end product, $260 per month for one, and then we say, look, let's give ourselves the volume discount. That's a 30% discount, which means $182. We rounded it down to $180. And then we said, that's for one person, but we're going to do this for two people, and we're going to value add it. That's what we did here to create that. And it's a modest price within the reach of everyone. But even then, for some, it will stretch the budget. We know that. We know that. So we wanted to create a mechanism that would make it possible for every person to be able to get the power of the product in their lives. And so that mechanism is, we're going to compensate you 33% when you sell. That means of $180, $60 goes to you in commission. So it doesn't take much, if you know this is a third, to say, oh my goodness, if it's a third, I can just quickly calculate, if I get three people, that equals my $180. Now, is that why you get three people? No. It's not saying, oh, I'm going to go get mine free on the backs of somebody else. That's not what this is at all. We're saying the product has power. It has power to strengthen a weakened will. It has power to escape discouragement, depression, and difficulty. That's why we do this. And when we invite them in, we elevate them. We don't burden them, we elevate them. And it underscores our next obligation. And that is to help them. How do we help them? Well, what did I do? I did the first experience. I did postings on Instagram. Let me show you what I do. I'm just going to model. That's what help means. And when you help so that they also get three, we're going to compensate you again, $25. Well, now it's a matter of, okay, let me train them. How do I train them? You invite them. You invite them to achievement coaching on Tuesdays. You invite them to business coaching on Thursdays, where they're going to learn to be world-class entrepreneurs, getting the best kind of instruction possible to be world-class entrepreneurs. Well, when you do that, we're going to compensate you again, $25. So out of $180, we're going to pay out $60 in frontline commission, $25 in help, and $25 in train. We're going to pay out $110 in commission. And we're going to pay it out to you. That's 61%, more than 61% we pay out in commissions. It leaves us 40% or $70 as contribution margin to be able to provide all the service, all the technology, all the tools that will help to perpetuate that growth and that development. Well, if you'll just think this through, that is the simplest case. And I can tell you that if you will just sit down and do that first experience, it's posted on your Achievement Hub. You can sit down, open it up, just stimulate in your own mind names of people that are near to you and dear to you. And if you're doing this with a partner, between two of you, I don't think there is anyone that can't come up with three people who will say, I want that in my life, just from first experience. Subsequent to that, you can engage in the other pieces. And that, when I say other pieces, I mean becoming a product of the product, recognizing the differences that the product is making in your life, then celebrating that and sharing it with social media. When you share it, people will connect with you, engage them using your case open routine, needs audit, and solution presentation from your Basecamp course. And then invite them to come, invite them to participate, invite them to experience. And therein they'll find the power of the product. Okay, well, that's simplest case. If one can get three doing that, then one can get three doing that, and one can get three doing that. And this will happen on different schedules and different priorities. Just for me personally, I would set a goal to do this, to get my first three within the first 30 days that I'm involved in Sixth Dimension. That means I would set that next goal to help them to get their three within 30 days of them enrolling. And I would train them by way of inviting them to coaching sessions, exposing them to the website, giving them tools and access so that they could do the same thing in 30 days. 90 days is what that looks like. Now, I rely on Mike here to help me out. So, Mike, you can get unmuted and we'll get ready. If I get three and my job is to help by modeling and demonstrating to get three, I'm at nine. And if I train those nine, I'm at 27. Okay, Mike, that's 36. I get compensated at $25 for that. We're just ignoring this 180 here because it pays for our monthly membership. So what's 36 times 25, Mike?
$900.
There's our first $900. Now, that may not sound like much, but to some families, that could be a doubling of their current household income. It could be a house payment. It could take the burden off as we begin to coach in things like finance. You'll remember that is category number or dimension number four. To be able, income is the number one power to be able to get out of debt, to stay out of debt, to save and invest for a secure and dignified retirement. Income. And $900 a month is immense. I'm gonna run another number here another day and look at what that would be over the period of 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. But tonight, we'll just say this. If I can do that in 90 days, one quarter of the year, if I can get three in 90, but there are four quarters in the year, I could get 12. Now, under this scenario that I'm painting here, and you'll have your own goals, and it'll be different for different people, but under this scenario, the maximum number you ever personally sign up, sell to, is 12 people. But then you are going to help by modeling and demonstrating, showing, and you're going to train those that you enroll to do the same thing. So I sign up 12. They each sign up 12. I'm at how many?
144.
144, and then I'm going to help train those 144 to get 12, and I'm at?
1728.
And the sum of those two is?
1872.
Times my $25?
$46,800.
Now look, this seems like, you can get started and get that first month in, and say, okay, I got that part done, but man, am I getting the next pieces engaged? Am I getting them in place? Is it happening? My goodness, we launched March 1. Everybody's in great shape. We're making progress. And as you come to conference on March 25th, it's going to give you more specifics, more power, more tools in the process. But remember, that is monthly recurring revenue. Now, we've got 12, we're using three of that to pay for our enrollment, our coaching, but that gives us another 9 times 60, another $540, and if we sum those, I think, Mike, you've told me that's 47,340?
Yes.
In monthly recurring revenue. Look, it might take you rather than a year. By the way, that's 2 years. That's not going to happen in that first year when you sign 12. You still got another year. Remember that whoever you signed, that last one you signed in year one, you've got to help and train, nurture them for a year to help them get their 12. So that's a 2-year proposition, but it's a worthy proposition. To say 2 years, I'm going to go at this. And so what if you only got half of that? So what if it's only $23,000 per month? For some of you, it will be greater than that. But that's the second opportunity. The first opportunity is simply the power of the system to change your life, to make a difference, to be able to exterminate and extinguish the effects of discouragement and weakened will in your life, and turn that so that what you're doing is living an abundant life as you help other people and create wealth for them as well as for yourself. That's the invitation. If you were invited here by someone that is a personal development and achievement coach, you owe it to them to be honest. Everything we've talked about here, the first opportunity, the power of the product, and the second opportunity, the opportunity to help, lift, benefit other people, create wealth, may not be for you. And if it's not, just be straightforward with whoever invited you and tell them, man, that was fun. Thank you for a pleasant evening. I think I'll take a pass. And they will honor that. It's the sixth dimension way. You see, it's based on the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System. And by integrity, we mean we honor agency. We honor choice. So nobody's going to pressure you. You might feel like you want to be pressured just a little bit, but nobody's going to pressure you. They will invite you, but they will not pressure you. So if it's not for you, just let them know. And you know what? It will not in any way negatively impact on your friendship or your relationship. Now, please don't be offended when they make posts in their digital media about the way they are growing, developing, and becoming. Because that's what this is about. They are going to grow. They are going to do. They are going to become. And they're going to be excited about that. Please don't be offended as they share their experience with others and on social media. Cheer them on. Be happy for them. Now, second category, you may be going, man, I think I'm in, but I'm scared. Well, just remember from one of our previous coaching sessions, again, James Allen thought, when you have conquered fear and doubt, you have conquered failure. Get that in your mind. Don't worry. Whoever invited you has walked this path just enough ahead of you to be able to say, I can help. It doesn't mean I'm going to teach you everything directly, but I can guide you through the website. I can help you to get people enrolled. I can help you to identify people that you might want to invite. I can help you with a case open routine and with a needs audit that will be influential in persuasion without being offensive in any way. I can help you. I can help you by inviting you to coaching sessions, both the achievement coaching and the business coaching. And there you will get training. So you need not fear. So that may lead us to that third reasonable category, and that is you're ready to go. Whoever brought you, they might not even know exactly how to get enrolled, but Debbie does and John does. And if they're struggling, you can call in. And we're all here to help you at Sixth Dimension and at Griffin Hill. Because we care. That's what this is all about. It's about lifting, edifying. So take a minute and reflect and write. What stood out to you today? What do you want to have happen in your own life? And what are you willing to do? Because remember we had on the board, you got to act. If you're unwilling to act, I can't help you. I can strengthen your weakened will if you're willing to do the steps. I can take you by the hand to the degree you'll let me. But reflect and write. What stood out to you? What do you want to have happen? What are you willing to commit to do? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. You can get registered for conference on the website. I think there's a place on the homepage and even on the calendar. I think if you click on the event, it will give you a link to get registered there as well. We welcome all. There's no cost to the conference and we will feed you lunch. But if you're not registered, it will make it very difficult for us to honor those commitments. So please, you must be registered. Okay, I'll stay as long as anyone wants to answer questions. I might start by asking a question. Jonna, is Randall still there with you?
He is.
Okay, Randall. one thing you got out of our coaching session tonight, or the second piece?
Well, one of the things I enjoyed was, you know, I at the end of the day, I'm just dog tired, and the part about get healthy, and a lot of that was things that was already on my mind, and it firmed it up, so I'm going to go to sleep. No.
Awesome. Go to bed, Randall. Let's get you some sleep.
Truly, I am watching the quality of my sleep, because sometimes I get 4 or 5 hours, and it's just not enough. And but I've noticed as I pay more attention to that, I do have more energy. And I was talking to John about this the other day. I was like, you know what? I just got to get up an hour sooner, which means I got to go to bed an hour sooner, so that I can do the stuff I need energy for, the more important things like this program.
Awesome. Randall, thank you for responding. Let's see, I want to go to Laurel. Laurel, welcome. I'm glad you're here with us tonight. Laurel, one thing that stood out to you tonight, I kind of galloped over this second section, but Laurel, one thing that was worthwhile to you tonight. Do we still have you, Sally, Laurel? There we go.
Well, you've got Sally and Chris. Okay. Laurel's not.
Yeah. She was fixing dinner.
Okay, so maybe she didn't have something worthwhile. Sally, you're there though and unmuted. One thing that stood out to you tonight.
You know, I'm going to have to go with the gratitude element, and Cammy hit on that also. I've learned through the years that is so powerful, and the crazy thing is, it's not something that you can see with your eyes. And so consequently, you think that isn't so big and important. And until you try it and see the effects of it, you just cannot appreciate how great a simple little thing like an attitude of gratitude and writing out the things that you're grateful for, it literally will produce magnificent results. I need to get organized more.
Sally, I love that. And by the way, one of the things that I would do if I were you is in my high performance journal, I would create a new journal that is just gratitude. Because it's the persistent identification, recognition of gratitude that makes the difference. It's not just doing it once. It's the persistent engagement of gratitude exercises, and the research is profound. Sally, thank you for sharing that. Thank you. I'm just going to take questions for whoever has questions, and I'll stay as long as you like. Otherwise, thank you and have a good night. Get some sleep. No snacking tonight, but tomorrow, it's off the board. Tomorrow night or tomorrow, make sure you get 5 good servings of fruits and vegetables. Move and be grateful, and then you're well on your way. Okay, anybody with questions?
Hey, Scott, it's Debbie. I'm here.
Welcome back from Relief Society.
Thanks. Okay, so I got in on the tail end, so I will be watching this again after, because I feel sick that I missed this one. The gratitude, again, I just third witness on that. But one thing that I just wanted to share is, as I was listening to what you were talking about being motivated and some of these experiences of the self-determination or the will when you set goals, what I'm discovering, what Sixth Dimension, another thing, one of the many things it's done for me, is as I set goals to do certain things, I am noticing stragglers of willpower or determination. Think it's like they just surface. Oh, me. I want you to perfect this area and another one. And I don't even have them all written down. I'm just discovering a whole boatload of willpower and desire to elevate a whole lot of other areas that were not originally my focus. So it's like a package deal. It's like something is surging and just elevating everything.
You know, I love that observation, because it is true that all boats, meaning all aspects of our lives, rise, are elevated by a rising tide. It's just a powerful experience. Debbie, thank you for sharing that. That was profound. And I wish you the best the next couple of days with this bit of reminder for you. Case open, very tight needs audit. Schedule the next event.
Got it. We're on it. We're rehearsing tonight. Okay. We need, I have been out all day, so I was going to call the office to find out exact location.
And I can't even answer that for you. And I think okay. I sent Ethan home. So okay. Sorry about that. But I will say this. We started tonight with what are elements that would cause a weakened will. One is mundane, repeated activity, day after day after day. The second one we talked about is rejection. And over the next 2 days, you are going to experience more rejection than you've maybe experienced in the last 3 years of your life. So don't let it get you down. Just recognize, oh, I get that. Not a big deal.
We're set, but we're already prepared.
Okay, you're awesome. Best wishes to you. You're in my thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else, questions, thoughts? Debbie is going to a conference tomorrow and the next day. Debbie and Bailey, they've got a booth there. They're going to be doing case open routines. It's why Debbie dove in early on Basecamp course so that she could learn those principles and practice them. So tomorrow she's going to be doing a lot of case open routines, a lot of simple needs audit questions to understand where people are and what they want to have happen in their lives, if they could use a little bit more income in their lives, or if they have written goals, or if they're satisfied with their nutrition and fitness. It's just pretty awesome. So very proud of Debbie and Bailey. That's going to be exciting. Anybody else? Questions? Thoughts? Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, hi, John.
Is Georgia still on?
Georgia, are you on? You know, I never saw one with Georgia's name. So I think there were some of them that came in as a different way, John. But it I came think she in must have exited.
There's one that says guest, and it has an LYD9WH2N as a guest. Yep.
She's still on then. If that's Georgia, she's there.
That's Georgia, I think.
Yeah. Ask if, okay. You know, if we have a location.
Great. For what?
That's actually me. I am one of Natalie's friends.
Oh. Excellent. Okay. Okay. Welcome so wherever you are. Welcome.
Hi, Natalie's friend. Hey, Natalie's friend. How did you do tonight? Did you get anything worthwhile?
Yeah, I wrote down some notes. My connection's not the best, but I like the idea. I need to eat more fruits and vegetables. And then I really like the idea of achieving from areas of strengths to overcome the weaknesses, not just working on the weaknesses. I like the concept of pairing those together. And then the other things, I enjoyed the persistent gratitude idea, but the thing that I got the most out of it was the importance of the inviting and then modeling.
Wow. Very hey, good. That is a great takeaway. Look, I hope you will join our Sixth Dimension family, because that you understand the power. If you got that, you understand the power for your own life and for the lives of others. Welcome aboard. Awesome. So, John, back to your question. That means that we had more than one LYD9WH2N, and George is probably already gone.
Okay, she might have. She was there with several of her family, supposedly, ask. Tonight, so yeah. Hopefully she came in.
Ask if we know the location.
For what?
For the meeting.
What meeting? At the... Oh, Cammie wanted me to ask you the location for the meeting. The conference?
In Henderson. Yeah, last I talked to Georgia, she said her house. She said it's going to be a packed house. But that's what she told me. Jonna, do you have an update to that?
Yeah, it's at her house at 7:00.
Okay, that's what I heard as well.
Okay, we have another lady in Henderson that we've invited. So she's she's committed to come to George's house. So that's
wonderful.
Another
look. From my very first experience, I can even tell you the address: 207 Roxbury Street, Henderson, Nevada.
Very good, very good. We wish we could be down there, but we've got to be committed to the temple there. So
absolutely, absolutely.
Wish you luck.
Awesome, thank you. Anybody else? Questions, thoughts, final ideas?
God, yes, I have Debbie. Another question. Uh-huh. Okay, so tomorrow, Brooke. I think it was Brooke indicated that, no, Cammy told me that on the conference on the 25th, there's going to be a opportunity meeting at 9. When I have people that want to, the schedule of the next event, is that where I should direct them to? Brooke said that she would maybe do up a flyer or something, but I want to have a next event available for them. Where do you want me to direct them to the next event?
Debbie, that is a brilliant question. And the answer is yes, they could. So for those of you that don't know, we announced conference as 10 to 2. But then at our opportunity meeting on Friday evening, one of Cammy's friends said, look, I might want to bring a bunch of people to the conference, but they don't have the experience, the advantage of what I just learned. And I would want them to have that before they experience the conference. Could you do an opportunity meeting before conference starts? And I thought that was a brilliant request. And so we're doing our best to honor brilliant requests. So there will be an opportunity at 9 o'clock. Conference starts at 10. So you could invite people at 9 o'clock. Now, Debbie, that may be your schedule, the next event. But that's not the only one. For example, you could, if you're visiting with somebody, you could say, look, during lunch, I'm going to be sitting right over here and visiting with a few people. And we're just going to look at some things on the website, including some of the principles. Would you like to join me there? That could be a scheduled next event. So lots of ways to schedule a next event. Be creative and determined.
Okay. All right, we'll do that.
Look, Debbie, you've seen this. There's no, let's see, John and Cammy might be close, but there's no one person that has seen this more than you have. So I trust you to be able to talk about this with people.
Okay, well, good. I can talk. You know that.
Good, great question.
Okay.
Okay, if there are other questions, I'll stay. Otherwise, we'll say goodnight.